and moved down to where the blacks lived. And his uncle was married to my mother's aunt. And we sit back and we laugh and said, we could be kin, you know. So we said, no, it's not like that. You know, it's not like that. But he was raised by the blacks in the East Arcadia area. He was from a little town in right up from East Arcadia called Buckhead. And he ran away from up there and moved down to East Arcadia where the blacks lived and his dad lived and lived with his uncle. So he was a farmer. He had worked as a longshoreman, and he raised 7 kids. And that's about it. We all went to black schools. Blacks had to go to black schools. Whites went to white schools. We had black friends that lived maybe within walking distance to us, but they couldn't go to school with us. We would play with them, and then the next we'd get on a bus and ride maybe 30 minutes to our school. And I graduated from an all-black high school and went on to A&T, which is one of the HBA schools. And that's where I met my husband. And we traveled a lot. And then we settled down and started having kids. So basically my childhood in North Carolina was good. We were one of the first to have a telephone in our house in North Carolina. And I can remember when we first got the telephone, back then you had party lines. You either had, it was sort of like one house had a phone and somebody else had that same line. So you could only talk. You had different rings. So when the phone rang, you knew it was it wasn't yours. One person might have one long ring. You might have two short rings. So that was how you could tell whether it was your phone or for someone else. And it was called party lines. Mm-hmm. So you had to wait until the lines were clear before you could use the phone. And we were one of the first people to get televisions. I remember going to school and we were saying, oh, I got a television. But it was a black and white television, but it was a television. So my dad did good. There were a lot of poor people within the area. My dad lived until he was 88, and he worked up until he was about 80 before he retired. Well, my mom was from a family of, I think she had 3 sisters and 2 brothers. And her mother, I think I remember her saying that her granddad was a slave. And in the little town, East Arcadia, they were saying that there were only a few people that were called free people. And her mother's family was one of the first that they called free people. That would mean that they were not slaves, that they were, I've forgotten that, they're saying freed people. My sister is, and my nephews are now doing a book on the original blacks in the city of East Arcadia. It was mostly mixed. It was half Indian, half black. So my dad was half Indian,